Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Oh my gosh, I always get so excited when I interview somebody who's like in my vortex. And so this next guest is actually more than a hairstylist, more than a makeup artist, a visionary who has turned beauty into an experience, art into empowerment, and creativity into a stage that has captivated audiences for over a decade. She's not only just inspired through her artistry, but also through her voice as a speaker, her guidance as a coach, and now her words as an author. Get ready for it. We're going to learn more about that journey. A true force in Toronto's beauty and empowerment scene. And Toronto Man is known globally, so that's huge. So please join me in a gigantic, massive podcast welcome for the amazing, the beautiful, the phenomenal, inspiring, and motivational Diana Henry.
Hi, good morning, good day. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I've known you for like 2 decades.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah. What? Yeah. So awesome. My signature question to start off is, what has been your most empowering thought that you've had of the day so far?
Of the day, my most empowering thought is just keep pushing, just keep living and doing what you got to do. As long as you are here and present, there is purpose for life. So that's just what, you know, one of the things that I try to go by every day, not just on one day, but every day, because you got to live. You got to, you know, take the chance and opportunity. We have time, but we do not have time. And that's one of our biggest mistakes on how we think.
I love that. We have time, but we actually don't really have time. But I get it. I actually get it. You have the time now. You have the time now. Yeah. And every day is a purpose. I love that you said that. Like every day there is this opportunity to live through purpose.
Right. And just because my biggest motto is, just because you're being challenged doesn't mean you're going to lose. And woo! Just because you're being challenged doesn't mean you're going to lose. And we always feel, because when we're going against the odds and when circumstances and things just don't look right, feel right, that we're not going to make it. And that is so untrue. It is in the challenge and it's in the, you know, the disturbance of certain things that is where you gain the strength, is where you succeed. You know what I mean? The joy comes after and the victory comes after, but it's in the process when you're in it. Like you said, now is when you really have to move and keep pushing in the process.
That's a whole sermon. I literally wrote, I love that statement. Just because you are being challenged doesn't mean you're going to lose. That's a powerful statement, because oh my gosh, that's a powerful statement. That might be the quote of the episode. So let's see, because this is just the beginning.
Right?
We're just getting started. So I love an origin story. So you have actually spent decades transforming people, like not just looks, but like also how they feel about themselves. And so I think before you can do that to others, you have to have done that to yourself. And so how about we just start there? Like, how did you discover your own superpowers that I love now, like seen in your beauty, your confidence, your creativity? How did it start for you?
You know what? As a young girl growing up, I had so much obstacles on me, and especially going through so much surgeries. I've had so much surgeries in my life. My biggest one was my heart surgery, and I have a scar that I have that goes straight down from my chest here right down to my stomach. And I always covered, and I hated it. I hated it. And even in the summertime, I'd be wearing turtlenecks because I just did not want anybody to ask. Because when I showed it, people were like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? What is that? And it just always made me so conscious. I remember I went to Mr. Warner, who has all the big parties over the day. I went to one of his barbecues and I nearly passed out because it was so hot that day. And being in the turtleneck, I couldn't breathe. And I was like, no, I had to. My friends, we took off my top and I wore a tank top. Right? And it was in that moment that me almost passing out, having to go to the hospital, I said, you know what? No more covering up. No more who's going to ask questions. No more what? This, I had to look at this scar and say it is no longer a scar. It is a beauty mark. Mm. And that's when I started to embrace it and started wearing clothes like everybody else and tank tops and showing my scar because really this is a beauty mark that saved my life. Without this, I wouldn't be here today. So that's one of my inspiring stories that I feel that I've learned to overcome and not wanting to hide anymore. And then just as a young girl, just learning to come into myself and doing my hair. My mother, I love her to death. She can cook. She was amazing. But she could not comb hair. She couldn't style hair. So I had to, at a young age, start combing my hair and trying to make myself feel comfortable and being good in the skin I'm in and embracing my hair on my own because I just didn't find that I was able to get it from anyone else. So it was really a lot of learning and really trial and error and acceptance really in the process.
And then, but there's also there's also makeup, and then there's actually the fact now that you did your hair, but then you start to say, you know what, I'm going to do this for others. Like, how did you actually recognize it? Hey, I'm good at this. And you know what? I'm going to start to share my gift.
Because, Angie, when I was doing all that for myself, people are like, oh my gosh, your hair looks nice. Oh my gosh, you know, your makeup looks good. And I was like, okay, like, can you do mine? But I was always going, like, I did hairdressing school. I did all that. So I was doing it, but not on a certain level. It's just very, you know, just growing, taking baby steps. And then it was in that process that I just went into hair. And really, hairdressing and makeup and beauty has been my whole life because I've been in a salon from my 15 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I worked in the hair and beauty industry. And then it was when I was doing hair, some people are coming, do you do makeup as well? And then that's when I did my makeup course. And I worked at MAC and I worked at Sephora and I worked everywhere dealing with beauty. So that's how it kind of came to life. And I really understood that you have to feel good about who you are. It resonates from inside out. Yeah. So as much as I knew I was doing people's hair, I still felt that people still didn't believe what I was saying or felt that confident. So that's how I went from the internal to the external, because you have to love who you are regardless from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are molded and say that once the surface is good, they can pretend or they can feel that they're okay until they take everything off. And then you're back to where you started. So why continue to do that? Let's build and grow on the essence of who we are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So because you mentioned it, I feel you've given me permission to double click. So you did touch on the fact that you had heart surgery. And then you also talked about you've had a number of surgeries. And so I want to just let the audience in the world know what I've observed. I've heard stories and have experienced you not knowing that where you were in the hospital the day before, hours before I saw you doing something where you're just like sharing your energy and pumping up the audience and doing what you do. So where the resilience, like how have you not gone frustrated by sort of the challenges that you've had to overcome relative to your health?
You know what? It's an ongoing process. And I think from being so young, doing open heart surgery from like 5 years old, doing various surgeries in between, and then last year experiencing a very scary one of when I went to heart failure and had a mild heart attack, and it happened just before my show was happening, which my show, I think I was on the 13th year, And I was like, the show has to happen. The doctor's like, no, hi, you need to get your health right that before we can get you out. So I really had to step back. And I'm really glad that, you know, I thank my mother, rest her soul, because she kept saying to me, I kept hearing her voice in the background say, Dan, go to the hospital, go to the hospital. And I'm like, I don't have time. I'm not, I went a couple weeks ago. And it was like, they said everything was fine. And it's only, I had no symptoms that this was happening. The only symptom I had that I paid attention to was that I was feeling tired. And I was like, I go to the gym. I'm not a gym fanatic, right? But I do try to get it in at least 3 times a day. So I was like, why do I feel so tired? And I would go walk to the driveway and I'm exhausted. I'd go up the stairs and I'm exhausted. And I said, okay, something's got to be wrong for me and my exercise routine. And if they told me if I did not go that morning, and I still wasn't going, like, I'm just gonna rest and then go to the walk-in. And I went to the walk-in and the walk-in was closed. And then I said, okay, I'm gonna go back and lie down. And some voice, my mother, people who I feel who's passed it, and you don't like to listen, go to the hospital. And I went, and they were like, yo, if you never made it in. And I was sitting there in the waiting room, and they said, we'll do test. And they said they see something wrong, but they can't pinpoint it. And when I'm sitting there, I'm seeing doctors and nurses. People are running around. And I'm like, gosh, who are they here? Who are they looking for? What is happening? What is going on? And when they approached me, I was like, whoa. They're like, yes, Miss Henry, we need to admit you right now. You need to take this medication. They started hooking me up. I'm like, what is happening? They're like, yeah. So that's how I found out. And thank the Lord I listened. And thank my God's grace, he's given me the opportunity to be able to be here and be present.
Oh, praise God.
What? It's so hard to, you know when they say it's until you experience it or until you're in it, you know it. It is such a true saying, because I had no idea. I was feeling fine except for the fact that I was tired. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy how sometimes we get saved. And it's true, you have to listen. And that's one thing that I've learned in life, is you really have to listen to yourself. You can't question, you can't feel because I'm standing here and everybody's over there that you're wrong or that you're the outcast. Mm-hmm. You have to stand firm in who you are and what you believe is good for self.
Wow. I'm just going to pause on that, because I feel like I have, like, I didn't know the story like that. Wow.
Crazy, right? So I thank God every day.
I think we all and do. That's,
you have to. You can't waste time. Time is such a gift that you don't even know what the next second can be. So when I see people and they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're always busy, you're moving. Yeah, because, you know, as they pay, when you pass away, you get all the rest you need. So
it's true. It's so funny. People, I have this, I find busy inspiring, in the sense that I'd rather be busy than idle. But I always say that busy, when you marry busy to also where there's conviction, there's capacity, then your busyness you're busy because it's aligned to the things that you believe that you're on this earth to accomplish. And even though you're moving and busy and people look at you and feel they're busy, you don't feel like you're exhausted or burnt out, because you're actually doing things that connect to the truth of you. Do you?
I definitely agree with that. And I still have to keep in mind that the Lord rested on the seventh day. So no matter what, it shows you that you need rest.
Yes.
And that's okay, because I felt to myself, I felt guilty resting. I felt guilty taking a day off, and look where it got me. Mm-hmm. I was overworking myself, because I felt being busy and being consistent with certain things would make me an exemption of, I'm a boss, I'm a this, mm-hmm. I'm a that, that, and that is not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. You can still be a boss and still be, you know, ambitious with goals and give yourself a time frame to, I'm going to do this for 3 days, but I'll take 2 days off.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do this whole week is going to be, I'm going full-fledged 8 days or 7 days, and then, you know, the following week I'm going to take a week off. Like, you have to do that balance. People don't understand the importance of balance. The same thing of, you know, getting exercise and, you know, eating certain type of food. I don't feel that you should deny yourself of anything. because I don't think God wants us to allow ourselves to deny ourselves of things that are good. But we have to be mindful, and we have to be fair and truthful in our in how we take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. If you're living the lie, it's only gonna cost you pain.
That's right. That's right. I love that this episode actually falls within our October Well Within series. So I actually love that we're infusing a lot of that into this as well. And one of the things I want to offer up is that I do believe that I do see a difference between busy and hustle. And I do believe that if you're busy doing what you're purposed for, and you also, to your point, like incorporate the rest. I was reading this devotional in the Bible app about a year ago and locked into the phrase, learn to work from a place of rest versus rest from work. So a lot of people work, and then they burn out and they have to take some rest. But if you constantly integrate in your day, in your moments, some way to and it could be just something so simple as between meetings or between appointments, just sitting in stillness, praying, right, meditating, breathing, and then you go, you know? Yeah.
Yep, it's the best thing.
So you go. No, go.
I believe in me time, and a lot of people don't. You have to. I always, every day, have to go to the lake, go to the water. I do my meditation, and sometimes I sit and be still. Sometimes I have my conversation with God. Sometimes I have a conversation with myself, because I had to learn to train myself to listen to myself. You know, and I think that's one of the biggest things, because we always seek information or seek advice and certain things from others. And nothing's wrong with that, because we have our people who we love and that are important to us. But we got to learn how to seek it from ourselves and say, yes, I'm not going to do this today. Or no, I don't no longer want this for my life. You have to stand firm in who you are and start believing. The problem is that people don't believe in themselves or believe in themselves enough to go through with making decisions without getting advice from anyone else.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So I want to touch next on your annual show. So you talked about it was 13th last year, 14th. I've been in the last 3 years. So it was last year's show that I was sitting there in awe of what you had just experienced as I saw you holding the mic.
Right?
So it has been sold out for over 14 years now. And so what inspired you to create this event? And what do you hope people take away from it? I mean, I certainly know that for me, it's more than just the fashion show. It's more than just seeing like the makeup artists and the hair stylists and the women walking in their confidence. I usually typically also feel it's a community of people coming together. You know, you open up to other vendors. There's connection. How did it start for you? And where do you feel it is right now? And it's giving.
For me, it started all with being a hairstylist, first of all, and makeup artist. And I found out about the Bronner Brothers show that takes place in Atlanta every year. I think they're on their 50th year or something like that. They've been in it for the longest time. So I was going to Atlanta for a couple of years to experience this whole hair show expo. And I was just in awe. And I kept saying, why is everybody walking with suitcases? And how come everybody's this? And it was thousands and thousands of hairstylists, makeup artists, people in the beauty world. So I was like, this is crazy. And when I went and I got the experience, I was like, I want to do something like this in Toronto, because we don't have anything in Toronto like this. I mean, I know years ago we had Ebony Fashion Show and Fashion Fair and all these things, but there hasn't been anything around for a while. And I was like, I want to do something in Toronto. So I thought on it. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do a hair show. My sister's like, every day you talk about this hair show, I'm tired of this. It's either you're going to do it or you don't. And I was like, oh, that's so harsh. And that's what pushed me. And it's funny, because around now, September, during the film festival, I went to go see, I think it was Eminem 8 Mile. And when I went, and I was like, you know, he was talking and rapping about arms spaghetti, you know, and mom spaghetti, and it just, the move itself, that song took me to a whole new level. That movie, 8 Mile, took me to another, like, live past your fear, do what you got to do. So I left the film festival, went and got a tattoo with my logo, my business on it, registered everything, and said, okay, I'm going to put on a show. Got to a convention center, booked it, and I said, I'm going to do a hair show. And they're like, what? And that was the beginning of Beating You Hair and Makeup and the annual show. And yep, and I'm 14 years in, and I really do it to, I want to create an opportunity for myself, but I also want to create an opportunity for other people, because I knew the struggle in the hair and the makeup industry and trying to get on set and trying to do certain things. And just, it's so, it's saturated, right? So I want to find a way to get people to, you know, show their creativity, including myself. So that's how I've done it, created the teams, models. There's girls out here that want to model, and there's not a lot of modeling jobs, not a lot of anything. So this is my opportunity. And because I mentor in the schools and I do the motivational speaking, I was like, you know what, for the young folks, if they get their grades good and they focus on their schoolwork and what they want, they can participate in the show. And it's really about building that workforce of different people of different age, different professions, and everybody comes together. We create a team, and every year it just grows with people feeling good about themselves, learning about hair, doing hair, makeup, and it's just an amazing thing. And people have been inspired. Again, I have saved 3 people from suicide, and I've lost people from suicide. So those are kind of my inspiring points of really, like, you got to believe in yourself and do what you want. Live past the fears. And even though I may not be no rich kid, I hope I let people know and be inspired that do anything you want. It doesn't always acquire money or a certain amount of money, but it does acquire your efforts. It does acquire what you want for yourself, that you have to put in the work. And then you never know what you can gain and get from doing what you love doing and inspiring.
Wow. You know, you're one of the hardest, most heart humans I know, actually. Wow. You're such a hard worker. I love it. So I always say never put a period behind your name where a comma belongs. So if everyone has noticed, I'm just weaving my way through her commas. So now you're not just a stylist. You're also a coach, motivational speaker, and soon I my next question is going to be around the inspiration of the book and what we have to look forward to. But how do you connect your work and beauty with empowering people to step into their confidence and purpose?
Well, you know, I think in conversation with having with people like my clients and stuff like that, I get up every morning and I really believe that we're supposed to be a positive energy or a positive influence on people. If there's anything we have in this world and life that we can give, and that is free, is love and honesty and just sharing and letting people know that there are people out there that do care and that are concerned. You know, you can't save the world, but you can save somebody day by day. And sometimes in the process of saving people, you don't even get that opportunity because you end up saving yourself. Because sometimes the help that you want to give is sometimes the help that you yourself need. You know, and I just think that it's important. Like, there's the life is real. The struggles are real. And not everybody has the capability and the capacity to accept or to do things. And everybody, I don't care who you are, where you are, everybody needs encouragement. And I think that we have to pour that into each other, because we never know what people are going through. Some people are going through the worst of the worst and still are here, never had a thought of suicide. And I've had friends and people who go through things and felt that, you know, I'm going to end my life. And they did. And those are the things that made me say, you can't. Because I just believe in God, right? And if anybody wants to say God, higher being, whichever, however, but my belief, there's more to us and in us than outside. And we get caught up in what everything else is happening except for what we're doing. And you can't give up on yourself. You cannot. And even if it's 1 day, 2 days, 5, 7, whichever, you have to keep just pushing. Yeah. Again, have life. You're here. There's a purpose. There's a reason. Life ends is when you have no more life.
Yeah. And you just you don't even know. You really actually, I don't know what happens on the after, but technically it is. You are right. That's the full stop. Yeah. But then there's also legacy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's, what do you want to leave behind? Yeah. What do you give? What would you like to receive? Mm-hmm. And you know, that's it. Like, it's sometimes you see people and you're like, you compliment them and they're like, oh my gosh, no, just accept it.
Yeah.
Somebody compliments you, says, oh my gosh, you're beautiful or you're kind or we just love your energy. Just say thank you. We have a hard time at saying thank you. Why? It's that little thing in the back of our head that we kind of, that always feeds us, and you have to get rid of it.
I'm laughing because the other day, not a few weeks back, A friend of mine said, my God, a gentleman, he says, you're beautiful. And I said, this is true. And he said, well, that's really cocky. And I said, why is that cocky? I said, if I was like, oh, you know, really, you know, you wouldn't be telling me, well, that's really disempowering. No, you'd probably would just move on. I said, no, I have worked to believe that I'm beautiful, like inside out. And so when you say something that I know is true, I'm acknowledging that it's true. If you want me to say thank you, then give me a better compliment.
That's so crazy because he did not expect that. I don't know what he expected, but you know what I mean? But that's the answer, because that is what you truly know and believe for yourself. So you, again, it's always people, it's severe on the question that people ask sometimes and your answer and response. And I was dealing with these young people the other day and I let them know, I think I asked them, who are you? Mm-hmm. What makes you you? Who are you? And they're like, what kind of question is that? And I'm now saying no to my niece and nephew. I'm saying, because that's a question that you'll be asked one day from a stranger, maybe someone at work, your boss, and you're supposed to have an answer.
You have to know how to, you know, for me, it's like, know how to answer that question before you could tell me what brand of clothing you're wearing.
Right. And it's crazy because a lot of people just don't think certain things. And I wish I had the money and the funding that I can just have a lot of programs for young, not even just young people, but just for people who need, because we're all going through challenges, but especially the young people with all the social media and stuff like that, they are just becoming further and further distant from themselves, but want to be close to everything else that serves really no purpose to who they are and for their life.
I think we have a partnership just formed.
Okay.
We're going to double click on that one. And your sister's not going to have to say, when are you guys going to know?
Right. And up to this day I was talking about, I don't think if she had said and did that, that I would have made the move.
Oh, wow.
I don't, because you know what? You hear, stop talking about it, be about it. And it made me know that, yo, actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
So I hear about this show one more time. You know, maybe I just want to go. Let's see what you're going to do. Do it. And that was my motivation. Yeah. That was my push.
Yeah.
So I, my sister for that. And yeah, we'll see what else we'll do and try to build, you know?
Yeah, we got to help the next generation. So I'm in. So your book, am I allowed to share the title?
Yes, of
okay,
course.
Okay, so I believe it's Unleash the Power of You.
Yes, Unleash the Power of You. I'm trying to do some mock-up stuff right now for the book, so I have like this as the cover of what I would like.
Yes.
But I made some changes, and I'm liking the other changes, so I just have to kind of make a decision. But, yep, it's Unleash the Power of You.
So I understand that you're going to be sharing tools for self-discovery and growth and unless, of course, you want to give us a little bit, but can you share maybe like one practical tip when you're that you know from the book that a listener today can actually start using to unleash their power?
Right. It is a self-help book. I wanted to write something that wasn't a lot because I like to read, but I can't read a lot of books. And I start and then I don't finish. And it takes me months or weeks to get back. And then I feel like I lose the momentum. So I wanted to do a self-help book and to use my story to inspire people to move forward in whatever endeavors that they have. So there's some kind of activities and stuff to do in the book and things that you can ask yourself. But I mean, I feel to myself that it's a small read and it's very encouraging. And it's something that you could take if you're going on a flight, you're on a plane, or just at home and you want that self-time, you can do so. It's not just reading. Like I said, there's activities, there'll be quotes, there's a lot of things in there that can hopefully push you on that day or push you for that week. And I always say, like one of my quotes is, I always say that just because you can't understand the depths of an ocean if you're just a puddle. People think, God, and it's true. Like you said, you're answering your response. He did not expect that, right? So you can't understand the depths of who I am and who I believe to be and who my creator is when you're just a puddle and I'm an ocean over here trying to endure the whole sea in the whole, you understand what I'm saying? So it's just how you look and how you think of yourself and your perspective. And sometimes we got to change certain things to get different results. Can't keep doing the same thing. Yeah. So hope that it's an inspiration. I wanted to write a book at 50. I started it and then I took some time off because, you know, writer's block and then doing the show and trying to do speaking gigs and stuff like that. I kind of got a little bit, had to put it aside. But when I had my experience last year, and God spared me and gave me life, an opportunity to get well and to do, I had to finish the book and say, let me put out something and a legacy of my nieces and nephew. And, you know, everyone can read the book and be inspired and say, wow, you did that. You don't really always, like I said, as long as you have the ambition and you have the goal and the inspiration, you can accomplish anything.
So I'm going to just do a quick exercise with you. This just came to mind just now because I'm just so inspired by what you're saying. I want you to please close your eyes. Okay. And because you mentioned writer's block and the fact that you're at a book done, pretty much. Tell us what it feels like when that block opens and it's just the flow coming through you. What does that feel like?
Crazy. Busy, go, go, go. Because once you unblock yourself from whatever seems to be holding you, once you get that energy and knowledge and wisdom, you're powerful. You're unstoppable. And then you can continue to move and write and do and proceed with whatever because there's no more blockage. You feel that free aspiration of just moving forward and just hitting your goals.
I love that. I share that because I think me, myself included, right? Like now I feel like my flow is opening again, but when you said that, I realized I've been in a life block, and I know there's so many people. It's like this prison cell without there being, like, caged.
Right.
Imagine being caged in a free life.
Right. And it's funny because I started off and I let people know. I said, you know, I've been in prison my whole life. But everybody in the audience looked at me like, oh, my God. And everybody's like, oh my gosh. And I said, I've been in prison my whole entire life. And some of my workshops I have, it's called Breaking the Chains, because prison is not just a physical thing.
It's a mental thing.
Mental thing. Sometimes it's that fear of holding yourself hostage. And I always believe we hold ourselves hostage. So, you know, you got to get out of that prison. You got to get out of that way of thinking or doing things or just being scared. When you set yourself free, when you really get to do the things you want to do, and you just say to yourself, you know what, today's the day. Yeah. And people think, oh, well, we've been talking to this child for years. We've been talking. We're trying to encourage them. Nothing before it's time, because we all, Ingechi, hear the same things over and over. But sometimes it's the time. Yeah. It's the place. And sometimes it's who.
Yeah.
That you make the move. You know what I mean? So people can be scared of not wanting to make the move. And then suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, how come they just decided to do this? Because it was a time. It was a time and nothing before its time. Yeah. And sometimes in that blockage, it's to give you the rest. Because if you don't get the rest and you don't get the blockage, then your mind is good. It can lead to so many other things.
Yeah.
So have a mental breakdown. There's so many things. So that's why, again, having the break, taking the breaks, you know, getting the rest, you have to do it. And then when that gets unleashed, you run with it. unleash it, like, see me, yeah, I'm ready. And you just disperse.
Yeah.
You have to disperse.
Yeah. There's a great visual that I got from a friend. And essentially, it's like, it's on Instagram. It's gone viral for as much as things go viral on Instagram. And it's the image. So what you see is you see a fern. I think it's going to, let's call it a fern. It's wrapped in a plastic. It's really straight. And then you, in the video, it's the somebody's lifting up the plastic that's encasing it. And then as they take it fully out, that fern opens up bigger than that whole thing that it was like locked up in. It's just, you just inspired that memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So hopefully somebody feels that, you know, feels unblocked today, ready to take that next step and then stay committed to take that step. Stay committed to take and to stay in that step. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So you're married to yourself. I always say there's the me, myself, and I, so I'm never alone.
Yeah.
And plus I have God, so there's the four of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have the me will always take care of the you will always take care of the I will always take, you understand?
Yeah.
So those things that look, you're never alone. So even if you feel you don't have nobody, you have
God your, is there. God's presence. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm going to take you through the rapid thrivers. So when you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
My mother.
Yeah.
My mother. I would say my mother. She was a very strong, amazing woman. And I just love, she was so giving, so kind. Like, I was like, wow, you look at some people, you're like, God really crafted and made you.
Yeah. How long ago did she pass?
It is 7 years. April will be 8 years that she's got her. My goodness. It's crazy.
What's the biggest lesson that you think you've...
The biggest lesson?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hard one. I would say I think the biggest lesson for me in life is that the acceptance that everything is temporary.
I love that lesson.
Everything is temporary. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, like we live to die. We're dying every day. And I think if people understood that, they would try their very best not to waste time. Mm-hmm. Not to feel they have forever because we don't have it. Mm-hmm. You know? And you just have to really, I think sometimes like, you know, they would say think like a man or act like a, you know, we got to sometimes think how God would look at things and how God thinks. And we are, when I think of that, sometimes I'm thinking we are so off. We are so
off.
What we believe and what we think is important and what, like if you really look at life, you really would understand the depths of our soul. Mm-hmm. And what and who we represent. And we all keep, like, it's funny how people loosely just say, yo, God this, God that. Like, do you
But really, they're not embodying it. Yeah.
Not embodying it. Everybody wants to everybody wants to talk God, but nobody wants to live Him.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to live like Jesus. Nobody wants to put in the work. Again, you understand? I said to somebody the other day, like, oh, do you know how much I charge? I charge this and that for that. And I said, that's fine. But I'm like, Jesus charged nothing.
I know.
Jesus walked the earth and healed the earth free.
Yeah, and look all that came to Him.
You cannot beat that. Some people are like, oh, I'm this and that. And you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So maybe you have to sit back and think about what you're saying, about who you are, what you represent, and it's not always about the dollar bill. Yeah. We all need money. We all want to have a good way of living. But if you don't get it, then I
don't. Yeah, I agree with you. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Daily activity, going for my walk. Okay.
What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
What's it called? F yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
very good one.
What is an app that helps you with your thrive?
There's some daily devotional apps that I go on. Yeah. So I go on some of them just to kind of keep me boosted and motivated.
Every day, yeah. I feel like that's so important. You can't leave it to chance, right? Like, just a lot of people are like, Ink, you're so positive. And I'm like, you know, I have my daily reminders, like first thing in the morning. The first thing I look at is something that is positive, right? Like, because just because you're positive doesn't mean that you only think in positive.
I have my days where I'm like, yo, if I was a gangster, I'd be like, I'm gonna have to the place, because you know what I mean? And you say, let's go this route, because we all get challenged and pushed, and we have our bad days. None of us is exempted, right? It was how you choose to deal with the day and deal with life that's gonna get you to where you be comfortable. Yeah.
I will be honest with you, like I actually turned off my notifications on my phone. The only notifications that come through are either messages from God or positive, like my motivational app, because like those other pings and this and that and the other, they're distractions. So I'd rather be filled and edified if I'm going to be distracted.
Right, for sure. For the last year, my goal was to turn off my phone. So a lot of people are cussing me because my phone is always turned off.
I know the other day I called you. I was really surprised I got you.
Right? Everybody's here. She answered. She's here. I have tuned out my phone. I've tuned out. I have to do with me. I will get back to you. I check my phone consistently, right? But I have my phone off because it's too much sometimes.
Yeah. The energy
is too much. We get this. No. So I cut it off. So for the last year, I even try not to text people no more. Because everybody's like, I'm like, no, we're adults. Phones are made to have conversation. Phones are made for us to connect. Yes, I understand texting and WhatsApp. It's great. It's another way to get to people. But I miss and I love conversations. I love to make that call. You good? Everything's all right? Yeah. You feel special. Yeah.
You don't actually need to talk a long time. I think that that's the misnomer.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I've turned the phone off for the last year, and I don't have any intentions of turning it back on. I love
the audacity of that. So what is one misconception that people have of you, Diane, as they see you like doing what you do?
Wow. I'm going to say for me right now with all things, I think people take my kindness for weakness. I think sometimes people think because I try to be so positive that I don't, because I try not to be aggressive in certain things, and I don't like it and I don't want it for myself. Right. So I think because I try to handle things in a positive and calm way, people, I think, misinterpret or think that, her kindness. A pushover. And I always say, I don't have to roar all the time. I don't have to be loud. I don't have to be aggressive to get my point across. I can be like, okay, that's it. Oh my gosh, that doesn't affect you. Yeah, it does. But I just learned to not allow certain things to be a part of me. Mm-hmm. There's certain things I don't want. So
if I could be honest with you, why did I say that? Of course I'm going to be honest with you. And this is in KT's experience with Diana.
Yes.
I don't see that about you. I see, really? I will say this. I honor you 100% because every single time I have seen you in 2 decades, you have greeted me the same way. You are consistently kind, consistently generous, consistently loving. I have never, there's never been like some time ish, like never, ever. So that's one. Two, there is a very strong, energetic power that I also know that you don't suffer fools.
Okay.
And if for me, it's a point of authority. Like there's a way that you carry yourself that to me, there's an exclamation point on there that's saying, you and I, we can be cool.
Right. Right. Absolutely right.
And don't pass the limit. Like, don't test my non-negotiables.
Right? Exactly. And I think because You know, I think because people think sometimes if they look at you and think you're a boss or you're a leader, you do certain things, everybody thinks it has to be this stand up and be strong and be like, no, you don't have to be. I don't have to resolve things in an argument, or just because I disagree doesn't mean there has to be a problem. You know what I mean? I've just learned to become very subtle and very calm. And I feel that, you know, if there's things that need to be dealt with, I'm able to deal with it. Yeah. I just don't maybe deal with it on the way that everybody else thinks I should deal with it. Yeah. So, but I am consistent in who I am. I'm consistent in seeing people and greeting people the same way, as you said. That's one thing. I don't change for nothing and nobody. Me, love people. I love conversation, and I love to just, when I see people and see, gosh, we're still alive, we're here, I have to greet you. I have to show the love, because we don't know when's the next time you may walk away and don't see anybody. You know what I mean? So for me, I've always, as that young girl, again, my mother was so loving. She drowned me in love and being kind and always being respectful. And something I've learned for myself, and I try to give to people, because what you want for yourself is what you want for and you give to people, you want to get it back in return. Yeah. And you don't, sometimes you see people, you're like, why do they talk to people this way? They're so rude. They're so disrespectful. And it's like, what's the point of, what do you think is going to happen here? Yeah. At some point, somebody's going to walk away from you.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the day, your end result is you don't want nobody to ever walk away and leave you.
Yeah.
But with bad attitude and poor behavior, at some point, somebody's going to leave you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you never, like, again, you would never think that's the result, but that can happen. So do you try to change, or do you try to deal with people the way, you know, they always say, like, treat people the way you want to be treated. And I think it's so important. I think it's so true. And again, I love love. I embrace love. I love friendship. I love life. I love family. And I just think to have these things in life, and not everybody gets along.
Don't take it for granted.
I'd rather go through the highs and the lows with my people than not to go through, because then what type of person would I become and be with experiencing nothing? So,
thank you, love. So where do we find more of you online?
You can find me at beautyandyouhairandmakeup.com. I'm also on IG, which is beautyandyouhair and the letter N in a capital, makeup, hair and makeup. And those are two of my social, really, right now, what I have. And you can find me on, you can always give me a call.
Are you still doing conversations with Diana? Was it conversations with Diana?
I haven't done it, but I'm restarting back everything, because October is my birth month. So I just try to, so I'm trying to redo everything back. So conversations with Diane is coming back. I will be doing it back and putting it on a podcast, joining you in the podcast world. So I'm just trying to get everything lined up, but I'm really just trying to focus the book. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the next couple of weeks we're ready to go, and I can, hopefully I'll get to have you on my podcast.
I am there. I just said yes. And by the way, we are bringing you back because I want to read the book and I want to come back and actually talk about the book. So you are coming back. Everyone heard it here. You can't say no. You don't have to worry. You don't have to answer your phone. Everything will get booked up. So as a final parting ask, finish the sentence. I'm most empowered in my skin when?
I'm just myself, just no makeup, no nothing, hair is not done, just in my natural state, and I can see all my flaws and embrace it and say, I love you.
Oh, I love you. I absolutely love you unconditionally and beyond, you know? So thank you. Thank you, Diane. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for inspiring me and sharing energy with me here. There's something that you said, I'll talk to you in the B-roll about it, but you touched me. Like if there's, I always say it's one and done. It takes one person to then empower and create that domino effect. But you touched me with this interview, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and you are powerful. And keep doing what you're doing, because I see you doing all your speaking events, and I just love your positive energy. So, you know, we're on the same page, but I just want to commend you and say thank you for doing, having, and being, and just continue to thrive and just keep being beautiful and embrace.
God bless. God bless. So to everyone listening, this is sadly where I have to say, we're out. Bye-bye. There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.